Yeah, this is week five in the You Want Me to Do What series. And today we're talking about, as has been mentioned before, humility and gentleness. So here is the verse for today. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. From Ephesians 4, 2 to 3. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of a background on Ephesians. Ephesus was a trade hub. So these are actually some ruins in Ephesus. Ephesus was a trade hub and a port city, which is now in modern-day Turkey. And it was a Greek city that also had some Roman influence in it. And the Jewish population there was a minority. So they, this verse in particular was written by Paul and was designed to be an encouragement to the Jewish people, where they were supposed to live with one another, live with the Gentiles, and have unity with one another, and live together as God's people, all in one place, even though they are all from different backgrounds in one place. So that's a little bit of a background on this passage. Humility. Yeah, when we talk about humility, what does it mean to be humble? What is it? So Albert Einstein, he said that a true genius admits that he knows nothing. And I mean, that's true. When you think about God, we really don't know that much compared to God. God is creator, God's almighty. And when you think about other people, we are always constantly learning from other people. So, yeah. And Rick Warren was an Anabaptist pastor, and author in the United States. And he said that humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. So you're giving and you're caring and you're sharing and your belief in God, it all comes from being humble. And James E. Faust, I hope I said that last name right. he was an American religious leader, lawyer, and politician. And he said that that humility is the positionality of our heart. So a grateful heart is the beginning of greatness, he says. It is an expression of humility. It is the foundation for the development of prayer, faith, courage, contentment, happiness, love, and well-being. So it's clear that when we have a heart that is positioned to be humble, that we will praise God, we will recognize that we are worthy in God's eyes, but that we are not above anybody else. And we will recognize the reason that we pray, the reason that we have faith. We will recognize contentment and joy and loving one another, loving God, worshiping God. And that all comes from having the heart position of humility. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. So patience. Here's where it gets a little bit funny. I'm going to get into my background here. So, well, I have a couple of stories about patience. So when I was maybe, I don't know, 8, and I really, really, really badly wanted, so I had one of the stuffed animal hangers, and we had a ceiling that was like the one in here. And the stuffed animal hanger had fallen down and like was on the floor now, right? And I really, really, really badly wanted it back up on the roof. So I went to my sister and I was like, can you please help me out? And she was like, no, I'm not doing that. Why would I do that? Like an adult, you know, I mean, not an adult, but an older sister would do. And so then I went to my mom and my mom was on the phone. So she was like, it's okay. Just like calm, just wait and I'll help you once I'm done. But I did not want to wait. I was like, no, thank you. So I went downstairs into where my room was. And I just happened to have a glass makeup stand desk that my aunt had given me. And I knew that when you step on glass that, like, it's not a good thing. But that still didn't stop me. I was determined to get this back up on the roof. So I was like, okay, if I take a little step onto the table here, then I can, you know, clip it on the roof and then hop back off and it'll be fine. I won't like break anything and it'll be okay. So I was like very careful. I just took a little step and then clipped it. And then all of a sudden, crash, I went through 2 sheets of glass and I had to get stitches in my heel and my foot. And so that patience, if I had just waited in that moment, then my mom could have helped me after she was done off the phone, right? That's kind of like God, too. I have another one. So on the left here, I love this picture. On the left, that's actually me and my sister as little kids. So I'm the one with the backwards baseball cap, and that's my sister. And patience, when I was about 5, I really, really badly wanted a dog. Like super bad. I had always loved dogs. When we were little, I had a dog that was a Karen Terrier, and her name was Tiny, and she was so cute. But we moved, and so Tiny went to live with my grandparents. And I loved Tiny so much that I wanted me and my sister to have the same name as her. So I started, my sister's name is Chelsea. I started calling her Telly. And I started calling myself Toll. So it was Tiny, Telly, and Toll, the 3 T's. So it was my, like, around 5 years old, and I really wanted a dog. So I went to my dad, and I was like, Dad, can I have a dog? And he was like, no, not yet. You gotta wait, maybe later, like. So then I go back again, and he's like, Dad, can I have a dog? No, maybe if you wish for it, then you can have a dog. So I was like, okay, I'll do that. So then for my birthday, for the next 2 years, I wished for a dog. And they'd ask you, your parents would ask you, can you, you know, what did you wish for? And I was like, a dog, a dog. And so finally, when I was 7, and out of the blue, we didn't know that we were getting a dog, but we went to my aunt's, and we get there, And she has this puppy, and we're like, what? You got a dog? This is amazing. And she on the way back, before we left, she was like, here you go. Like, get the dog into the vehicle. Like, what? It's ours? Wow. And she was a Cocker Spaniel, so that's why that's up there. But so on the one end, with patience, you can have, okay, I'm going to wait, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm going back to God, and I'm going back to God again and again, being like, God, I'd really like this. And then eventually, when you least expect it, you might get your blessing. But on the other hand, if you do it yourself, you're not patient, you might end up with stitches in your foot. So, yeah. So, the next little bit, the last little bit of this verse talks about faith and unity. So I'll just reread it. It says, bearing in love with one another, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Okay, so when I hear that, unity of the Spirit, that's internal. That's another translation, the NIV, says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And so it's supposed to be internal, where we're internally making this choice and making this decision to have faith, to have belief in God. And to also show that and express that in the world around us. The bond of peace, when I think about the bond of peace, I think about the world that we are living in right now. It's very destructive, if we're being honest. And I think about the children of residential schools, the fires going on in Canada, or even the drought in Canada. And there's also Afghanistan, and there's Cuba and Haiti, and there's probably even more of that, but those are just the ones in the mainstream media anyway. And these are all our brothers and sisters in Christ. They're all the same as us. None of us are better than anyone, and that's the position of humility that we were talking about at the beginning. So, yeah, when I think about that, it actually makes me cry. I was really upset last week because of it, but kind of funny. But yeah. So even though we all live across the world and we're all in different places, and, you know, some people may not believe in Jesus and some people may, everybody is a child of God. And that's what this verse is getting at. It's Paul saying to the Ephesians, particularly the Jews who are living in Ephesus, that you need to create this place of unity, of peace, to take heart in humility. And I feel like I mean, I feel like we should be doing that in our lives anyways, but more so now with all the destruction going on in the world. So, yeah. So as we are going about our day and our lives this week, I just have some closing questions that maybe we could think about. Are there areas in each of our lives where maybe we could be more kind, more gentle, or patient with people around us? Or is it difficult to love other people who may not have the same beliefs or the same culture as you? And why may that be? And what can they, what can you in particular do to create this unity that we're talking about? And yeah, what are some practical ways that you personally can love and care for and encourage the other people around you? So I just leave you with those questions as we're going about our day here and this upcoming week. Yeah. So if you'd all join me, I'm gonna do a closing prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for today. Thank you that you are the great almighty creator and that you know everything. Help us to continue learning. Help us to go about our days loving other people, even if we may not understand them or they may not be in the same place in the world geographically as us. Yeah, and help us this week to have a humble heart. Help us to follow you this week and every single day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.